Murder Crime Episode Number 1. Today is the 28th of November 2021, and I'm your host, Crystal. Thanks for joining us. Our topic today is murder crime. This podcast is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. Okay, let's get to it.
Criminal homicides involve negligence or willful misconduct and range from manslaughter to first-degree homicide. It is a crime of unjustly and willfully inflicting death on another person after rationally considering the timing or method of committing the crime in order to increase the chances of success or to avoid detection or detention. Murder is the unlawful killing of another person without a valid reason or excuse, in particular the deliberate unlawful killing of another person. Unlawful killings in war may constitute war crimes of murder or murder. See Laws of War. This is one of the few crimes that, in certain cases, can be punishable by death. After the last reform of the Spanish Penal Code, which came into force on July 1, 2015, another circumstance that turns murder into murder is the desire to facilitate the commission of another crime or prevent its disclosure. First, a California defendant could be found guilty of murder for killing a fetus that the mother herself could have killed without committing a crime. Intentional homicide is one of the most serious forms of homicide and is punishable more severely than manslaughter or other forms of homicide, often with life imprisonment without parole or, in some countries, the death penalty. Murder is a crime with elements such as criminal behavior, criminal intent, causation, and harm. The specific intention to kill the victim is consistent with the mental state of premeditated murder stipulated by the criminal law, and is usually referred to as expressed malice. Murder and manslaughter are classified as unlawful homicide. Give examples of the crime of homicide and discuss the penalty. Malicious murders that do not amount to murder in the first degree usually qualify as murder in the second degree. Murder in itself is not necessarily a crime, such as justifying the killing of a suspect by the police or killing in self-defense. Most jurisdictions define the crime element as murder as conduct that results in the death of victims, and why an exception to a crime with intent to kill is murder. Some aggravating circumstances include aspects of the crime, the accused or the victim, which give the accused the right to the death penalty or life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. Most jurisdictions criminalize homicide that does not require an intentional or criminal state of homicide. In real criminal cases, the jury's choice between murder and manslaughter may depend not so much on abstract legal norms as on a judgment about how morally guilty the accused is. It is an element of criminal intent that essentially separates murder from manslaughter. States that do not use the death penalty have fared better over the past decade. Executions in the United States have increased over the past decade and homicide rates have declined. However, the homicide rate in non-capitalist states has consistently remained below the level in states that use the death penalty during this decade. Murder is a legal term for any murder of a person by another person. When comparing states with the death penalty and states without the death penalty, most of the states with the death penalty have a higher murder rate than the states without the death penalty. The intent to cause serious bodily harm is consistent with model criminal codes of knowingly or recklessly destroying mental states, and is often referred to as covert malice. However, in general, manslaughter is not associated with the same malice as murder. The total number of homicides since the beginning of the year, including the year prior to comparison with this year, is based on the number of homicide victims recorded during that period and may be reclassified. He also pointed out that there were two particularly violent crimes last year, causing 5 deaths on both occasions. The homicide rate is based on figures provided by the Homicide Investigation Bureau. There were 351 murders in Los Angeles last year, up from 258 in 2019. His record was 1,010 in 1980. Children can also remain silent about the abuse they experience when committed by parents and other family members or another authority figure, such as an employer, community leader or police officer. You can click on your choice below to learn about cookie management tools and how to use them to restrict the use of cookies when you visit NPR sites.
This is all for today, friends. My name is Crystal and this was episode 1 of Murder Crime. See ya next time.